gotcha.
What was that?
That was my ode to HR nice. From the Bad Brains.
Oh, nice. It was just like him. and we are live. We're live back in the home studio, as you can hear, because there's some weird.
Yeah, what's happening? We got a little feedback. What is?
No,
what
that's
is?
Like how that's house noises.
Oh, it is.
You hear it?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, that's an awful noise.
That's awful.
Well, hopefully on the playback and the repeat, right. You won't hear this. I'm sorry if you're listening to us live. We're doing our best with what we have. What is that?
I don't know. It's like
it's on when your headphones are off.
Yeah, it's on when. Yeah, exactly. That's why I know it's happening because I can hear it when my headphones are off. It's all right.
You give out the socials. I might just go do a quick
Do a quick check. We are, thank you, Adobe Radio. We are the Cool Nerd Weed Show. We are, let's see, you can find us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. You can find us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. And we are on Facebook. We are on... what else are we on? We're on Social Club. We are on Canna Buzz.
We are checking with the building manager, aka my husband, what was going on. And it's not the building manager. That was like a joke. If we were in a recording
studio. There's no fire happening.
No, it's the hot water from upstairs.
Oh shit!
Because we're in apartment buildings right now. I don't even think if like I had a professional radio studio in my house, that would be able to drown out that sound. It's only when we stop talking that you hear it. I bet you can't even hear it. I bet people in the world don't even know what we're talking about. But
oh, and we're on Buddy Jane.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool Nerd Weed Show at Buddy Jane.
Yeah, we're on all those things that Tia
said. All those things.
So you can find us. You can love us. Thank you, Adobe Radio, again, for putting up with our shenanigans. We love you, and we are eternally grateful for what you do and how supportive you are to us.
And if you want to call us and leave us a voicemail.
Oh my, you're really going in now.
Yes, I'm going in deep. You can give us a call.
I left the intro to the show to you.
You can give us a call at 213-419-8554. That's 213-419-8554.
Somebody will answer if you call right now.
I will answer
you right
now.
It's probably going
to
be TS.
I have this. It goes right to my direct line. And give us a call.
Tell us what we're doing. Ask us questions. Tell us how we're doing.
You could actually text me right now and you can ask me a question on this line.
You could also do that on our socials if you'd like.
Yeah.
You could do that anywhere that you want to do it because we're all over the internet.
I just gave you a direct line to the nerds.
To the nerds.
Direct.
Not everybody has that.
No.
That's a real
something special.
It's really special and you got that. The thing is like
this
piercing
is what
through
it's like
if I had cavities, it'd be piercing through my cavities.
This is what it's like when I'm trying to sleep at night. That sound. Like you hear that
TMJ.
Sound?
That is in me and TS's heads all the time.
Tinnitus.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You heard it?
Yeah, I did. Oh,
I can't
no.
get it to do again.
It's like cracking your knuckles.
I'll get it to do again. Yeah, it is. Like my jaw does that. So any hooters. Here we are. It's another week. I did not run out of gas or get into a car crash this week.
That's good. So it's a good week.
So far, so good. I'm going back to Palm Springs this weekend, so there's no guarantees. What else happened to us personally this week? Nothing really.
It's only Monday, so.
Well, since last week.
Oh,
since
last
we were
week.
Here
well, yeah. You had last. What did we do?
I mean, my mom was in town enjoying the fruits of California. And then that was pretty much it, I feel, because I was in Palm Springs. We got back. I haven't gotten weed in a really long time. We have to go.
No, I haven't.
Well, like a week, which is a really, I'm down to my like,
I have almost crumbs of flour. I've got mad concentrates though.
See, I feel like I do, but like I get weird.
I've got like the archives of concentrates.
Yeah, like they start to like get all crystalline.
They do get a little bit, and that's when I make moon rocks
make
out of them.
Yes,
out of
is that what we're about to smoke? Is there moon rocks in this?
I've infused a few of our joints. No, I added a bunch of hash
was it
to
just
those.
Like, oh, okay.
That was some hash and keef to those last couple of J's. What do you need? A lighter?
Yeah,
I got a lighter in my pocket.
Okay, cool.
Don't even trip.
So
here you go.
So thank you. So, you know, the world is turning. politics are happening. The marijuana is still moving forward. We shouldn't use the word marijuana anymore. Let's use the word cannabis. Is moving forward. Things are still. It seemed like it felt like steam was taken out of the movement a little bit after COVID, because marijuana is a very social substance.
Yes.
Substance? Would you call it a substance?
I would say so.
Okay, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to say drug, but
it's
social.
It's very social. Communal.
Communal.
Very communal.
So, you know, it was like kind of the first few months of the year were a little slower, I think, for our world, other than mad weed shops just getting busted. Really no legislation was like put out, or it was just like kind of illegal shops were getting busted, and there weren't any shows that were really doing anything crazy. Like, there was like last year, I just felt like every 5 minutes there was like a weed show or a weed thing to look at, or like something new that somebody would be like, did you see this? This is like the first thing in a while I feel like, and I don't even know how I feel about it. We haven't really even talked about how we feel about it, but so the next marijuana millionaire.
Oh yeah, this is okay. So there's a new reality show,
right,
starting up. I don't know where, what channel this was on.
I think I thought I saw it. I thought it was like TBS or something.
So somebody that's we know from
Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Pluto TV.
Okay, so it's on Amazon.
It's on your favorite streaming service.
All your streaming services. So, Michael, what's his name?
Stramidis.
Stramidis,
aka
Big Mike,
yes,
as we know him in LA.
Big Mike.
He is the owner, CEO of Advanced Nutrients, one of. Advanced Nutrients is actually awesome.
Yeah, no, Big Mike is legit. Like, I'm not ready to talk shit on Big Mike
at all.
Legit, and he's amazing.
He had his own brand.
He's a real one. I know I've interacted with him and met him, but I don't think like we've ever had an interaction, but he just seems really cool.
I went to the Big Mike launch party
at
his mansion, which was beautiful.
It's
in the hills, but it's like, okay, so it's right at the top of the hill when you're headed just a little west of here. When you see that there's like one of those old school radio towers just west of here, it's like at the top of the hill. His property is like right next to that at the very top of the hill. So you actually get a view of the valley from his yard house. And then there's another microclimate that when you go to the other part of the yard, you have a view of downtown and Santa Monica.
We were just talking about the microclimate right there. Perfect it is.
It's like hot on one side of the property and cool
and then
on the other side.
Yeah, you get the valley and then you get the peaks.
You get the best of both worlds. So
that sounds beautiful.
Place is awesome. Went to his the Big Mike launch party. Oh yeah.
It's gone.
Turned me up.
Okay, I'm sorry I turned you down. It was killing me.
Yeah, it was a little much.
That frequency is
holy shit.
That frequency is like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah,
me.
It was like it was.
It's like tinnitus.
Boring. It was totally tinnitus, like the tinnitus frequency.
I like could not focus on what.
Like, it was actually hurting like my spine in between my neck and my head.
It hurting my jaw and my teeth. I was like, I was ready to take off the headphones.
Yeah,
which I don't like doing radio without headphones.
That's crazy.
Cool. So that's over. Hopefully nobody knows what we're talking about, and I'll just edit this out for the replay. But if it's playing. Hopefully this didn't, like, it's like that Seinfeld episode when Elaine puts, like, the hearing aid in and then the fire alarm goes off.
Oh, my God.
And it's
that's
how I felt. But anyways, Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Your boy. We all love Big Mike. He's very respected in the industry. So
yes,
he wouldn't do, but then again, like, I feel like we've said that about a lot of people who we love and respect in the industry. And they're like, they wouldn't do something to sully all the work that they've put in. This doesn't seem like that, but I feel like it's. A little bit, I don't know.
There's two things happening here.
I just don't like the idea of like marijuana people because it's a competition show.
It's a reality competition show that's like a cross thing
happening now, like the Pimp My Grow and
Shark
Club.
Tank,
yeah,
like, and Survivor is what they're saying.
And that's like a thing with weed now. Is like entrepreneurs are now being like called to.
And it's the show's called the Next Marijuana Millionaire.
Yeah.
And you know, they call it. It's like The Apprentice and Shark Tank and Survivor.
Oh, it's on Discovery. Wait, I don't know if it's on Discovery. If it's
no,
from...
there's the other part of that is he's working with Jim Belushi.
Yeah, that's the second part of it.
Who's doing a reality show, opening up some sort of cannabis business in Southern Oregon.
Got you.
So
you can win $1 million. Competing somehow.
What
is the, like, I'm interested to see.
Yeah, yeah.
What the competition part of it is. Because normally in Shark Tank and Survivor,
it's a pitch.
It's a pitch of a new product or something you've never tried. That's Shark Tank. And then Survivor is just like there's probably just going to be some wacky games. I'm sure that the contest, like Apprentice or whatever. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be some, or Making the Band, any of those procedural shows, like they're probably going to have some wacky shit.
You got to do some kind of wacky shit.
Some weird, wild World of Sports stuff. And then I just don't know like what else they can do. Like, are they going to smoke your weed and be like, this is good weed, we'll invest in this? I'm assuming probably not. Because, like, you'd have to have a whole crop to show them.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess if it's, like, Shark Tank, it's probably companies that have been around. Like, I would be shocked if we didn't see somebody we knew on this.
I know, for sure. I swear that I saw...
on the show, the new show?
An ad.
Oh, okay. Like, I'm sorry. Alexa texted us and said one of our homies was on the business of drugs.
Oh, okay. Oh, really?
I think it was...
That's a new... That's like a new Netflix
yeah,
show.
I think it was the dude from...
I swear I saw something on either the Advanced Nutrients feed or the Big Mike feed on Instagram that said that they were looking for people to compete at one point. And
okay.
I don't know.
So
if
you saw like a call
thing? I
thought
I like a call. The call to action. Okay, so
Spence. Spence is on the business of drugs.
16 people are competing, budding entrepreneurs... to win a grand prize of up to $1 million.
What are they? Wait, what are they?
Budding entrepreneurs.
Budding?
Budding.
Budding?
According to CNN, budding.
Budding?
Budding. It's, I'm just getting this right off the teleprompter. Yeah, that's lazy writing. I did not write this.
Well, at the end, they say reality TV appears to be getting fired up.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So 16 entrepreneurs are going to compete for a $1 million prize and a chance to partner up with Big Mike.
Which is cool.
That's not a bad idea.
That's really cool. Yeah, if you get into this industry, you want to be with like Big Mike. Are you kidding?
Apparently, his place in Malibu is a lot of fun too. Which we'll get there eventually. I'm sure.
What's the world that opens back up?
I think I actually posted when I was up at the mansion. I posted a picture. He's got this. It's a Ferrari.
Yeah, it's so cool.
It's a Ferrari that has. It's an Advanced Nutrient Ferrari.
Of course, it is. Well, Advanced is like a really good brand, and if you're growing weed out here or on like the West or coast, all like up from up, because this is Belushi is doing his grow in Oregon.
Yeah, they're in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, so from north to south of the West Coast, I mean, Advanced.
But Advanced,
was the way to go.
Advanced, because you know, selling nutrients is always legal.
No matter what,
that's fertilizer. So there was no. Even though, and this was one of the very first fertilizer nutrient companies that actually said that they were for cannabis.
Weed, yeah. And that's important to know that if you're looking to grow weed.
It was a lot more scientifically
formulated. It's formulated for the plant.
For the plant. And it's very straightforward, too. They were also one of the ones that actually gave you, they gave you the recipe. They gave the directions are on the box, just like fucking Toll House morsels cookies, so that you know how to make your chocolate chips. The recipe's on
That's
the fucking
what
bag.
I think okay.
And they gave it to you.
You tell me how you feel.
Okay.
And here's my thing. Here's my hot take. That I love Big Mike. He did one. He did amazing things for the industry.
Yes.
Jim Belushi is. Fine. You know, like
yeah.
I'm glad he's
do your thing
kicking. Yeah, he's always been fine, so great. you like weed, that makes you cool too. So I like these two people. I like the idea of getting weed or getting the concept of cannabis in front of more people with this. I just don't love the idea of weed, the heads of weed companies fighting against each other for money and time with Big Mike. That, like, I don't know why, it just cheapens it for me a little bit. But I guess that's just my opinion, and that's dumb, and I should, like, just bleed my heart out on the 101 and, you know, put a fucking daisy in somebody's gun and call myself a dirty hippie, because that is me not even acknowledging that capitalism exists, and that's stupid of me. But it kind of bums me out.
It's a little
that you're competing.
It's a little bit of exploitation of the cannabis industry. I think it's going to be great entertainment.
You think?
I don't know, man. I watch a little bit of Shark Tank every now and then. I get the highlights of everything.
Shark Tank is fun to watch because sometimes they're just really stupid ideas.
The Apprentice, I never liked Donald Trump, so I never watched that.
I used to watch The Apprentice just because it was on, and it was actually relatively entertaining, not because of Donald Trump, but for all the idiot contestants. So maybe there'll be like fun characters that the show draws that we can...
We're gonna have to see, because we're probably gonna know some of these people for sure.
And you think, like, we do know some colorful characters? Of course we do.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So in that respect, yes, I think it's like sure to be entertaining. We like just you and I, you know what I mean? Like we are and of the colorful character.
What's this competition? Can I get on the second season? Can we get on the second season?
You want to be a cannabis entrepreneur? Is that where you're looking to go in your career?
Well, I'll put something together to get on this show. I'll put together a good proposal. I'm full of ideas.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it what I'm confused a little bit? Like, is it just like your brand, your grow? Like, what is the entrepreneur part? Is it you know what I'm asking?
Okay, which?
Because I just feel like there's not.
Which breakthrough? Which breakthrough cannabis product is going to shine during this competition?
Oh, so you think it's
going to
be like wacky products?
It's got to, like,
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, you're sort of pitching your
pitching like
this is like
CBD
when we went
infused
when
nail we went clippers
to, exactly
yeah,
when we
yeah,
went to
yeah,
the
yeah,
when we went to Blazarian's and they were like, we've got this CBD toothpick. Check it out. You're like, they're like, you're gonna want to suck on this for like 2 hours.
And that shit got us high.
It did.
It got us like nice.
And that was some real outside of the fucking box thinking. And we never.
We were like, oh
wow, this is awesome. That could be, chewing on this toothpick
in church.
Probably
like the craziest weed thing. That would be fun to watch.
You'd have to come up with something like that, I think, to win this. You'd have to be. What is your cannabis toothpick?
Right. That's going to be the name of the show. What is your cannabis toothpick? My cannabis toothpick is this show.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I guess that sounds kind of interesting. It just, again, I just don't love the aspect. That's the aspect of competition.
Well, it's coming into the mainstream, and
but that makes me sad. Cannabis is a community. That's what
it
I'm
is
saying.
A community.
That's why I started. I know you don't know if there's a method to my madness with my intros, but that's why I started the show talking about how it's a community drug, and that the news kind of died down because we have news. And I wanted to point out that cannabis. And I'm a loner, so I don't even like being a part of a community. But I am, and it's been great. So
does it cheapen the movement? Yes.
Okay.
It does.
So you do think
I
it does.
Think
that's
it cheapens.
Your opinion. That's your official
It cheapens the movement.
But you're
altogether.
Here for it.
But I'm here for it. I'm here for the ride.
Yeah.
I want to see where this
I'm
goes.
Here for it. I'm here for it.
Well,
did you watch the cooking show? Well, by the way, look out for future Cool Nerd Weed Show things involving cooking and weed. But that's just a little quiet tease. There's another cooking show on Netflix. I don't even remember what it's called, but not as cool as ours. And did you watch it?
No, on Netflix?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
What's his name? Voltaggio's on it. Like, he's a judge on it. The stoner Voltaggio.
Oh, okay. Okay. There's like a cannabis cooking competition.
They make edibles, but you can only use 5 milligrams of THC throughout the whole... No. Yeah. I think it's 5 to 7 milligrams
in
of
the whole meal. Okay.
And I think up to like however many milligrams of CBD. So it's probably like a 3-to-1 ratio of CBD to THC in everything that you're eating. But it was very community-esque. It wasn't like it was like, and I feel like cooking is also like that too, like chef, like Chopped and chef shows. The competition, like Top Chef. Did you watch Top Chef?
Yeah, I love Top Chef.
Love Top Chef.
I've eaten at a lot of those restaurants.
Right. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I know you know what I'm talking about, because we love those shows. And
I love to eat.
And we love to eat too. And the chef community is a very tight-knit community. Like you work, there's that quote of Anthony Bourdain's where he's like, you just know when you meet somebody if they've worked in a restaurant. Like you just fucking know that dead behind the eyes look that we get when we gloss over when we are sitting between you and your $40 steak. Like that you just know. So everybody who's worked in a restaurant, either as a server, especially as a chef, it's a certain type of blood type. And I do feel like it's the same way with weed. You're just a certain type of person if you are a solid, stand up, true to the plant, cannabis entrepreneur. And I feel like those are very few and far between nowadays. So maybe this is a chance for like the underdogs to get on there.
Somebody that's got a big heart.
Yeah, somebody who's been doing this for a million years and made like the dab chalada like 20 years ago.
And doesn't have.
And yeah.
You got a big heart, but you don't have deep pockets.
So maybe this is the thing. So maybe we can get it that way.
Yes. I always root for the underdog. So
so maybe it's the people who can't afford their licenses to go.
If you get
legal
$1 million and to partner with
Big Mike.
That'll
cover your first year of license. Yeah. At least.
Unless you're Dan Bilzerian.
And then it's $50 million.
It's $50 million will cover your first year's losses.
Yeah. Well, just make sure you don't rent a house in the Bel Air Estate, have a bunch of models that you promised $75,000, or something insane, like per year for their contract, like the Ignite models.
Yeah,
it was like something.
The model thing was like $100,000.
You can make $100,000 a year to be Ignite brand spokesperson or something, like, and everybody's like, where did all the money go? I think we know. So I guess I've convinced myself by talking over you a bunch that I'm okay with that this is an okay thing, and I am also here for it.
And it's gonna premiere
On
the 15th of August.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Look at it. Watch it. We will. We'll be talking about it. I'm sure we'll do an official review. No, I'm sorry. August 19th. That was a big July that I said.
Oh, no. That's Growing Belushi.
Oh, okay.
Growing Belushi is a different
story. When is the next Marijuana Millionaire?
August 15th.
Oh, so I was right. Okay, cool.
Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Pluto.
Gotcha. And then
Growing Belushi is
the
19th on Discovery.
Yeah. Okay, got you.
So we'll see the Belushi family hopefully thriving in the cannabis industry.
I sure hope so. They've gone through a lot.
And we'll get to see what goes on with Big Mike on the next Marijuana Millionaire.
And that'll be nice. I would be surprised if we didn't see somebody we knew. I just feel like everything we watch has at least one person that we have at least met once, let alone like personal friends of ours. Like real people that we know and love.
We reviewed all of his.
We did
all of his pre-rolls.
We did.
We smoked all of them.
We did.
I got us one of each.
And we smoked all of them. I remember.
And during one show.
We did.
They were actually delicious.
But didn't they burn quick? Wasn't that the thing? Like, weren't we just like, oh, we're done. Oh, we're done. Like, isn't that what happened? They were great. I remember being really high. But didn't they? Or was that not it?
No,
like,
that was
I feel like
that was a different thing.
Okay, that was a different thing. But it was still good, whatever
it
was
still
that was.
Good, yeah.
So this, were we pre-recorded then? Like, we must have been, right?
I think we were.
Yeah, so we were just going upstairs.
Every break we would go upstairs and smoke more.
Yeah, we did. If you listen to our earlier shows from last year, we were a little slower than we are now because we were pre-recorded. And we are this live on Mondays, every Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern. No, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock
Pacific.
11 o'clock Eastern.
And we don't get to take as many smoke breaks. Well, being home, we smoke more. But when we're at the studio, we're like, fucking,
it's on.
But
game on.
But yeah, we did smoke all those weed. Big Mike, he grows. I mean, he like is a real G. He's a actual G.
Yeah, for sure.
In the business and worked very, very hard to get where he is. So I got to say, I am very happy for him to be up there and to get his like spotlight. That's pretty cool for him and us because, you know, we got to see all that happen.
See what happened from the beginning.
You more, yeah. But like, you know, seeing somebody's glow up is always nice. So it's, you know, congratulations, Big Mike. And I have all of the high... Oh, God, I said I have high hopes. You know, it's like, it's the worst when it's like an accident pun. But or is it worse when you think about it? But I do have high hopes for... Oh, my God, my pee popper smells like weed.
Mine does, too.
That's bad. We shouldn't be blowing weed into the equipment. This is why they don't let us smoke in the IW studios.
We'll have to clean off the pee poppers. We'll have to put them in the washing machine.
Does that work?
I don't know. Probably not.
No. I'll just not blow it in the microphone. Well, congratulations, Big Mike. Yeah, check it out. Let us know what you think. We will be checking it out. I've convinced myself that I'm kind of excited about it. I just don't like the idea of cannabis entrepreneurs fighting against each other. But maybe it'll be all communal, like chef shows. Like, it doesn't ever get ugly on Top Chef. It's always actually really quite lovely.
It's probably a great networking.
It's probably a really good, a lovely that, show. It's probably going to be a nice, lovely.
Yes.
It's just I saw, like, Survivor and Shark Tank, and it got me, like.
I would mix in some, like, super sloppy Double Dare kind of stuff to, like, really make it interesting.
like, just that has nothing to do with weed.
Exactly. It's like, it's like, okay, you... You've created the next cannabis toothpick. Now I want you to go down this slide into this
tub of whipped cream.
Blurp into a tub of slime.
And then roll a joint or
yes,
something.
Right after, then you have to roll a blunt after.
Ooh, that sounds really hard slime. And horrible.
and then smoke it and go on to the next obstacle.
You'd be good at programming these. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. Oh, man, we're going to talk about that tobacco thing next.
Okay.
So if that wasn't a good enough tease for you out there, then I don't know what will be. We'll be right back.
Can you send that to me? Because everything...
North, and this song is called This Mess. How do I get out of this mess? Whoa, whoa. Try to run away, no luck now, and I can't relate. A self-inducing walking nightmare, fall into a dream. Sometimes hitting rock bottom's bad luck. It feels better than the things I can't give up, the things I can't connect with. So I push them away.
Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Yes.
And that's Sasha.
And thank you, IW Radio, for hosting us live on your internet waves, your radio waves. You don't even know how much we appreciate it. It is a lot. You're too high. Am I screaming in your ears?
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself?
That's
I can
hear
you.
It is. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, these are airport headphones that I bought that I bought in the Newark airport.
You just needed to poke it a little.
Okay,
that's
usually the case. Things that pertain to me and the nerds. That's if our slogan wasn't "Don't panic, it's organic," it would be "You just have to poke a little." So follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. You can Google Cool Nerd Weed Show on the internets, and just about anything will come up for us. SoundCloud is a great place to start too, or rather the Adobe.com homepage or SoundCloud. Our SoundCloud is always a good place to find our whole entire collection of 100. Wait, how many shows have we done?
All right, hold on. Alexa, enable Adobe app.
I found a few matches for that. Do you need my Wii?
No. Alexa, stop listening.
Alexa, download the Cool Nerd Weed Show on every platform available.
I've already done that. Please. Why are you messing with my house?
I'm getting the message out there subliminally.
Yes. I hear. Yes is right. You can absolutely do that with any Alexa-enabled device. Is scream, Alexa, enable Adobe Radio. And she'll do something creepy probably and say some things. But it'll work out in the end because you'll have Adobe Radio enabled. The app will be up. And then you can just tell her you want to listen to Cool Nerd Weed Show. And then she'll find us. She'll find all 108 shows that we've done.
108.
Let's say 105 because we have a couple repeats that I probably posted, but I probably didn't. It's probably like, I'd say like 106 to 108.
There's a few.
There's a few questionable ones in the beginning that may not be full episodes.
There's a few expanded episodes.
Exactly. There's a few specials that we've done. Specials. We did a 420 special. We did the Christmas special. We did Bert. We did a bunch of stuff. And we keep doing a bunch of stuff. And we love this show so much. And when I go back to like our old tracks on SoundCloud, I'm always like, oh, we were such babies.
There was a picture came up of from the old Adobe studio in our timeline.
Oh yeah, with Fish.
I posted.
That was like our like, first
that was
a, show
that was
ever.
Actually, Fish took that picture. I should have given him photo credit.
Yeah. What up, Fish? Big ups. Yeah. That was our first Adobe studio show.
I think that was our first Adobe studio show.
It was. Yeah. Fish produced
Fish.
It.
Yeah.
Like the saint that he is, he's gotten us out of many a jam. And we appreciate all of our homies. Thank you so much. And listen to us because we've got stuff to say about things.
Yeah.
We're working with Weed again.
Again, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much of that you want to talk about. But yeah, we are back in the game. And I'm so fucking excited. You don't even know. Like, you do, probably, because you're probably pretty excited, too. But
I am
so excited. TS and I get to work together again, which I am very excited about. And we're going to be, like, working with cool product and, like, just down to the, like, old school trimming days where you can just hang out with your homies.
We have an old friend.
Yes.
Finally.
Who's worked.
Has worked.
So goddamn hard
ass off in the industry to get where she is today is finally got legally permitted for a grow. Cheers to that.
Cheers to, no, you don't have a shot. I'll pour Espelon and we'll cheers.
She's got,
so this is great. This is a good feel good story, a personal story from us. This is like, if you want to have hope for the weed business, this is a good story. She worked her ass off all years, really, since the beginning, and then since legalization. Cheers. And she got it done.
Jumped through all the hoops,
every hoop,
all the red tape,
got fucked over by everything,
at all angles,
but just kept on trucking.
Kept going, and finally has the legal obtained licensing from the city and state. Congratulations.
I'm so excited. I just got ash everywhere, but I'm so excited to do that because now this is being a part of something that's like worked for. This is like the community I was talking about in the earlier segment.
Yeah.
This is community that we know and love. So I'm really excited to be doing that again. And I'm really excited for her. And it's just like I said to you 2 months ago, like, I need to be like working in weed again. Even if I'm a receptionist at a dispensary, which I didn't want it to get there again because I have more experience now. We both very much decided that we needed to be like in the game.
Yeah, I was like, again. Do I want to bud tend just so I can talk to people?
Like, do I want to bud tend just so I can like touch weed again? Like bulk weed? Like, do I like, I just want to like, I miss the day. I just miss those days of like weighing, just simply like, I was thinking of going into a packaging facility. Like I was like, I'll work for fucking whatever dollars an hour and I'll package your weed. I'll, you know what I mean? Like whatever, like I was like literally thinking of doing the most simple.
Well, you know, it's the little things, you know, the smell, the sight,
being
around it, and this makes you happy.
But we did talk about this too, and I did desperately text you in like a frenzy one day, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking apply to one of the dispensaries that I probably would have regretted applying to, and you're just like, it's going to annoy you because it's not the same game, and I agreed. But this is something totally different because it's like exactly the game that we know and love because it's the weed game.
Yeah.
And that'll always prevail. So anyway,
finally,
politics.
One for the little guy.
One for the little guy. So we'll tell you how that goes. We're very excited. Thank you. I'm just going to thank her for the opportunity on the air. I'm just really excited to be working with Weed again. I feel like that really is what makes this show like kind of different from a lot of other Weed shows is like we are little stoner flakes like. your girl forgot to get gas on the way to the desert kind of flakes. But we work in the industry, so we like kind of know what we're talking about.
Yeah, we have the insider eye.
Which is different.
For the good. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. From the old days.
Yeah, and
you need,
now is.
We've seen the evolution and the revolution.
You were part of both. I was part of both.
From, you know, close to the beginning.
So I think it's important for us to stay in that. And it gives us street cred for the show. When I quit my demo job, I was just like, but what am I going to be doing for weed to be on the show? I just feel like it kept me on top of my weed news. And then we just had such an overflow of opinion that that's where this show was born. So now we're going to talk about politics.
Yes.
that was my intro. I have to always explain because I just feel like I always talk too much. But that was my intro for politics.
There's a lot going on in the political field.
If you have had an opinion about marijuana for the last any amount of years, this is your year to vote on that opinion.
I can't find my stat right now, but there are. I thought I read that there's like hundreds of cannabis bills, laws, right down from the federal all the way to the very local level that have to do with cannabis in one way or another, from full federal legalization, treat it like tobacco, to the local level, to where you can't smoke in your house anymore. You know, it runs the whole gambit. So there's a lot of bills, there's a lot of ordinances, there's a lot of regulations that are happening right now surrounding cannabis. And
every single state and including states that have legalized marijuana.
Already, yeah.
Most of them actually are states that have legalized marijuana. California is big.
Trying to tweak the rules and the laws and where you can and can't smoke.
You can buy cigarettes in prison, right?
I believe.
Or is that not a thing you can get a commissary?
I don't know anymore. If you can get cigarettes, that was a thing.
It was a thing that they sold,
that
right?
They sold.
And then it was a thing that they sold.
But I don't know if you can actually smoke cigarettes in.
Because California court ruled that marijuana is an illicit substance in prison.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I was curious about because like we were. I said when I teased this, I said we were going to talk about the tobacco thing. So, West Hollywood is. I was trying to think of the word. It's not. It's unregistered.
It's a
no.
West Hollywood is its own municipality.
But what's like the term?
It's the. It's not unincorporated.
Yeah, it's unincorporated.
It.
It's not unincorporated. I thought West Hollywood.
I guess
was
it would be unincorporated area.
Yeah.
It would be an unincorporated area.
It has its own municipality,
but it's an
own
municipality.
Police, like,
yeah, they have the exactly. Yeah, when I think unincorporated, I think like Linwood, but it's all the same. It's all the same thing. It's its own city within the county. It's within the county of LA, but it's its own city, like West Hollywood, for example.
It is.
Jeez.
West. The Wikipedia is very not.
It's not
what you want to look at for your info. No. It's interesting, though. But yeah, I'm just trying to find if it's unincorporated. I remember reading that it was, but maybe you're right. It's not.
Well, it's
any Hooters, they do things
differently
than the rest.
Municipality, whether it's incorporated or unincorporated, I don't know.
It's something else.
Yeah.
When we went decriminalized and legal, West Hollywood got to open up their shops first for some reason. Like,
yeah,
you know what
did.
I mean?
They were ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
It's West Hollywood.
Even though we were 10 minutes away from them, in the Valley. Or in Studio City.
I'm
so.
Not in the fucking Valley.
Me, I meant the weed.
The weed. Okay.
In Studio City. That's what I consider the Valley, okay?
Oh, that's good enough. That's
if you're past Barham, then you're the Valley. And Studio City. It's so funny, though, because it is. Like, when I would leave here on a summer's morning, it would be 85 degrees, and then I would get 10 minutes down the road to Studio City, and it would be 98 degrees just driving straight.
I ride my little Vespa, and I'd be like,
and you're in West Hollywood, so
I'd be like hauling, I'd be like flying over the hill, and I could feel a 10 degree temperature change like hit me in the face.
So that's how I judge if we're in the Valley or not.
Yeah,
is when the temperature changes.
And it only gets hotter the further you go in.
So this what? Yeah, this anyways, tobacco thing.
So, well, there's in West Hollywood specifically, the city council is considering an anti-smoking proposal that would ban tobacco.
Yep.
And cannabis smoke and
yeah.
vaping
yeah. Yeah.
in enclosed common areas, new units in multifamily dwellings. Okay, so what that means? Yeah. There's a lot of new condos going up in West Hollywood.
So like a brand new building,
a brand new building
in your building that somebody made a new unit.
No,
okay.
Ordinances
are already in place.
Everything's in place. They have a hard time changing all those. Rules. I can still smoke.
I'm just getting
in my
flashbacks
building.
Of the fights that we've
had we've
over
all
the
been
years.
In.
My neighbors and when we got them devastated. I can't wait to deal with
this. Would be something to consider if you were moving into a new building in West Hollywood.
Yes, and anywhere in the world,
or
really,
possibly anywhere.
Just please do me a favor. Weed is different now. When you're moving, make sure your building doesn't explicitly say this is a non-smoking. It's at our discretion. Any gray area. If you are an avid smoker. Like that is it's going to be like fucking backyard pool. Can I smoke? Like that is like my qualifications for where the fuck I move. If you're not a heavy smoker and you're cool with just like taking a walk or going wherever, it's okay for you to smoke, which is actually not legal now. You can't smoke outside, right?
Well, you're supposed to, according to the Prop 64, you can only consume cannabis in your private residence.
Or a licensed
like lounge or someplace like that. So you're not supposed to be consuming in public. So this is like infringing on your rights.
This concerns me.
Yeah, it concerns me.
I don't like
as
it.
Well, I don't like it either.
I don't like one bit.
It's my own home. I live in fucking. If I buy a brand new condo in West Hollywood and I pay an exorbitant amount of money to it, I want to smoke fucking weed in my goddamn living room.
This guy.
Yeah.
Only it was in. Hollywood proper and got fucking harassed on like I was just talking about it with my nail girl because she's going through it too. Harassed on the daily and on our lease, it's gray. It's a gray area. It's an excessive amount of smoke. So
yes.
Anybody can deem anything excessive.
A nuisance.
Yes, a nuisance. A nuisance. Exactly. You're right. You're
if
right.
You're
totally
creating
right.
a nuisance, then your nuisance is interfering with my personal enjoyment.
I will say go on Normal. Go on lanormal.org, LANORML, because there is a really great article about this. It breaks down everything about the ordinance, and it goes bullet point by bullet point as to what you can do as an alternative, eat your edibles, as to if this is the kind of thing that will pass because there's no fucking reason for it. There's a lot of like debate, I guess, back and forth about this. But it looks, I mean, if you ask me, it's probably going to be a thing. Like I'm sure when you're building a property, you're going to have the option to make it
a non-smoking.
And then to me, that would be really stupid because that's a really good way to like ostracize like 70%. But I don't know. That's just me.
They did mention that during
the counterpoints. Yeah.
The counterpoints yeah. that's, you know, maybe I'm, you know, there are people smoke in this world and I'm limiting my, as a homeowner that I want to rent to, am I limiting my choices of tenants?
Yes. Yeah, indeed.
Yes,
the answer is yes, you are.
I see a lot of people smoking cigarettes out in front of my building all the time.
And
in the back.
That wouldn't be okay. They wouldn't be allowed to smoke cigarettes
either.
They wouldn't
even be allowed to smoke outside.
So when the argument is, well, they're allowed to smoke cigarettes, which is always mine. You know, that's always the pot smoker's like original argument. And cigarettes kill you, and weed like actually doesn't. But all
well,
that aside,
that.
All that aside,
that.
You choose your choice. You know, I love my occasional tobacco sometimes, but like I have a friend who smokes backwoods, but she smokes weed, but it's backwoods, so it's tobacco. So like, it smells like a cigarette. You know,
yeah, it's a blunt,
but. So, you know, like if you live in an apartment complex, I just assume you know you're in close quarters with like the people around you. That's just in my head. I come from the city.
If you,
that's what I think.
That's what I agree. If I knew
you're from Buffalo.
I knew I knew I was living moving into a high density area. I'm probably going to hear people. I'm going to hear babies cry.
You're going to hear music playing.
I'm going to hear people laughing. I'm going to hear people farting. I'm going to hear occasionally snoring. All of the things.
Now that's an infringement. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up. We'll give you the rest of our opinions, but we will be. We're going to end on that. I don't care no more. I'm running up and out and growing bored in my smoked-out boring room. My hair is shaking in my eyes. Dragging my beats and hit the streets at night. Drive along this shit town light. I'm not growing up, I'm just getting down. And I stepped in line to walk amongst the dead.
What's up? It's Chase Atlantic, and today we're going to be performing for you What's It Called At. Enjoy. Kick it. Time to call back. I don't want to spend time with your family, cause I'm afraid to run my mouth and start rambling. I know that your dad doesn't like me. I keep cookie stains on my Nikes. Pity on my neck's gold lightning. Just ignore that. Oi. 7 head of snake, what you call that?
Talk to it nicely. Auto call. tell me what you caught at? Seven-headed snake, what you caught at? Bleeding like an urban sky. Lost a little money, made it all back. How can you work this hard? Vision kind of blurry, what you caught at? Might have hit the blunt too hard. See, I can't feel my goddamn face. Skip the wheel if it drags it far. Seven-headed snake, what you caught at? Bleeding like an urban scar. Lost a little money, made it all back. Luckily, I worked this hard. Vision kind of blurry, what you caught at? Might hit the blunt too hard. I can't feel my goddamn face. Grip the wheel if I drive it too far.
I love that. That was the Chase Atlantic. That was an Adobe session.
Damn.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
It's a Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we just want to play a couple Adobe sessions for you. And check out the Adobe sessions because they are quite good. That was just in our like little baby studio that I miss so much.
I miss the Adobe studio so much.
Yeah. They're really doing great stuff there, though. Every time we go there, it's like something new and amazing is happening. So, yeah. Check all that stuff out. Find us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed. Find us on Instagram at Cool Nerd Weed Show. And thank you for being with us every single week. We love you so much. Look out for more stuff from us. We've been saying that for a while, but for real this time.
It's happening.
It is.
We got all the gear here.
We have all the gears. We have the rings. We have the cameras. We have the microphones. We have the technology.
We're doing it.
Keep
an eye out for the nerds.
Yeah, we're making good use of our time, and hopefully you'll enjoy some of our silliness. We enjoy our silliness. It makes us happy.
It does. Thanks for listening.
So, thank you. We hope we can do just a tiny little bit of that for you. The joy that this show brings us, if it brings like a modicum of that joy to you, then we are doing our job. We'll be back next week as people who have worked in Ween again. And it's going to really do a lot for our PMA. We're probably going to be very happy.
It is. We'll give you the full report of what's happened on the front lines.
We will. Until then, don't panic.
It's organic.